Reagan Carter, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Reagan, you began this effort yesterday, and as mentioned last year, it was a close call, but it ended 6-6, which means you didn't have a majority of the council. Are you confident this year will be different?
We are very hopeful that this year would be different. As you mentioned, we have a new administration with a new mayor and Sharon Weston Broome, as well as several new council members. And so we are certainly hoping that the new council and the new administration will recognize how important this issue is and that we'll see success.
Well, it's an issue that many people are passionate about on both sides, and that was evident last year. Why is this so important?
Well, you know, smoking-related illnesses are the number one preventable-related illnesses, and they are directly linked to cancers as well as heart disease. And so this becomes about public health and safety, and it is important for that reason that we have smoke-free bars, casinos, and smoke-free workplaces to protect employees, to protect musicians, and to protect patrons that go in and visit these places.
What do you say to those who believe that secondhand smoke exposure is no big deal?
Well, first I would simply say that the science and the research proves otherwise. Secondhand smoke is directly linked to cancer and is directly linked to heart disease. That secondhand smoke exposure is very dangerous and is very dangerous to public health.
And you go so far as to say third-hand smoke can cause cancer. Is that true?
Yes, there are certainly studies out there about third-hand smoke, and third-hand smoke is basically exactly what it sounds like, honestly. It is, you have someone that, say they work at the bar or casino, they're exposed to secondhand smoke, and then if it's apparent, they go home, they try to prepare dinner, and they take care of their families, and then their families are exposed to smoke from their clothing. And so that's what third-hand smoke is, and it has certainly been found to be dangerous as well.
877-217-5757. Should Baton Rouge follow the lead of New Orleans and other cities and ban smoking in bars and casinos? The Louisiana legislature has already banned smoking in restaurants, and it gives local governments the authority to expand that protection to bars and casinos. 297-5633. That's the local number. There are about 3,000 workers in the industry, you note, in East Baton Rouge. And some of them, I'm sure, do smoke. But why is it so important for them who have made this choice to work in these places to have what you call a healthy workplace?
Well, it's important simply because, you know, we're in a situation where we have family members, we have workers who are choosing between a paycheck to be able to care for their families and their health. And no one should actually have to make that choice that they're having to decide between their health risk and being able to care for their family.
And Reagan Carter, you say you have information that 70% of East Baton Rouge Parish residents support the ban. Where does this number come from?
Well, it comes from some research that we did last year where we did some surveys, and we found that 70% of East Baton Rouge Parish residents actually support this ban. There is actually research that exists in other parts of the country that smokers themselves also tend to support smoke-free workplaces and smoke-free bars and casinos. And you know, I just want to clarify, because there's a lot of information out there, and this issue can certainly be confusing to some. You know, nothing about this ordinance would prevent a bar, a casino, or any location from having a patio where that patio is designated as a smoking area for smokers. We're looking at smoke-free indoor air, so smoke-free places inside of buildings.
In New Orleans, some are saying that this ban has hurt the Harrah's Casino, that it's been bad for business. How do you respond to those who have concerns that it would perhaps drive one of the riverboats out of business in Baton Rouge?
Well, we are certainly aware of some of those numbers, and what we have found is that, unfortunately, for Harrah's Casino, they've had a decline over several years, even before the smoking ban was enacted in New Orleans. But we also know that potentially, let's just say that there are some losses to revenue in the beginning. And that usually happens when any policy is enacted. When people are getting used to what the new policies are, sometimes you see changes in revenue, and that's, like I said, any policy. But what we know is that the cost savings for health care for residents and health care for bar workers and casino workers and our musicians who go and provide entertainment in these places, the cost savings for their health will certainly outweigh any potential loss in revenue to any business.
877-217-5757 is your number wherever you are. And in Baton Rouge, it's 297-5633 for Reagan Carter. She is the spokeswoman for Smoke-Free EBR. Last year, there was a campaign that spent upwards of $300,000 trying to get a ban on smoking in bars and casinos. And it ended with a 6-6 deadlock in the Metro Council. There's been an election since then. There's some new members. And yesterday, you had several council members at your announcement. How many were there?
We actually had a total of 6 council members that came at varying points of the press conference that were there to demonstrate their support for a smoke-free ordinance. We actually had an additional council member that we've been meeting with that shared his support but was unable to be at the event on yesterday.
Now, it takes 7 votes. You say you're hopeful, but that sounds like you're not sure that it's a done deal as far as having the necessary support. I do see the mayor is on board, though.
Yes, we are very, very lucky to have the mayor on board. And, you know, what I'll say is we are certainly, certainly confident. We're certainly hopeful. With any policy change, we recognize that there's a lot of work to do to educate the community, educate business partners, as well as educate the council, and we're prepared to do all of that work.
We hear similar arguments, Reagan, on this issue as we did on the monuments. Where do you draw the line? If you get this, are you going to go after smoking in homes and say you can't smoke in the privacy of your home?
Well, you know, many people, like you said, bring up the government issue and government intrusion on personal lives and people's ability to make personal decisions, and we certainly support anyone in making their personal decision. The issue with being exposed to secondhand smoke from bars and casinos for the workers and the entertainers is that they're being exposed to secondhand smoke that is absolutely not their choice. And also additionally, what I would say to that is the government does have a role in protecting the public health and public safety of citizens. And so the East Summers Parish Council and other councils within Louisiana and across this country, they have a role and they have a duty to protect public health and public safety. And exposure to secondhand smoke is one of those issues that they have a duty to protect individuals.
Well, as this argument continues, we certainly will have people on who are advocates for keeping the policy as is. The Louisiana Casino Association Executive Director Wade Duty in a statement said, "We believe our customers' employees are educated and therefore able to choose for themselves the environment they wish to enter. Despite the speculative claims of persons who promote smoking bans that such bans would actually increase the number of customers visiting casinos, real-world experience in Colorado, Illinois, New Orleans, and other locations which have imposed such bans in casinos clearly shows otherwise." Your response, Reagan?
Well, what I would say to that is the first level is that we certainly respect individuals' choice. This is not an issue of trying to take away choice from anyone. As I mentioned earlier, this is a public health issue, and so this is about government protecting public health. One of the things that we know is, you know, we have individuals, you know, this issue is also an economic issue. And we have individuals who, yes, of course, you can decide to work somewhere. Yes, of course, we have musicians who that's their career. They decide to do that. We're grateful for them. We all benefit from the entertainment industry. But it is not an individual's choice to walk into an environment and be exposed to something that can be detrimental to their health.
Do you have definitive information about people who don't smoke, who work in these establishments, who have had health issues as a result?
Yes. Thank you so much for asking that question. There is certainly definitive information and definitive research. Two of our major partners with the coalition are the American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association. So you can certainly go to their website and find information. You can certainly go to smokefreeebr.org, which is the overall coalition website. We have information posted there, and Healthier Air for All is our Facebook page, and you will find information about the research that certainly says that there's a direct link to secondhand smoke, heart disease, and cancer.
Well, last year, as Andrea Gallo in her piece in the Advocate notes, Sharon Weston Broome's predecessor, former Mayor President Kip Holden, didn't take a stand on the smoking ban when the Metro Council killed it on a 6-6 split vote. And to be successful, advocates will need at least 7 Metro Council members to vote in favor. The money the City Hall depends on from casinos is about $9.5 million. That's what's been budgeted in gaming revenues this year from Baton Rouge casinos, and it is a major part of the budget, and one that I'm sure the mayor, president, and the Metro Council members don't want to lose. And they're going to get some pushback. LeBaire's general manager, Mickey Parenton, told Metro Council members last year that he would move any employee who didn't like the smoke on the game floor to a smoke-free part of the casino without a change in pay. And LeBaire's spokeswoman said yesterday the casino didn't have anything more to add after their public opposition last year. So do you anticipate an intense opposition from this, from the industry itself?
Well, certainly we anticipate that, and we are prepared. We certainly appreciate any comments from anyone. We appreciate any opportunity to meet with anyone and educate them on this issue. But we do recognize that there's education that needs to be done with the community, education that needs to happen with businesses as well to get them to understand the public health nature of this issue and how important it is to remove smoking from bars and casinos.
Now, there are those who say this is a personal freedom issue, that it goes beyond any benefits that you're citing, that we shouldn't take these freedoms that people have become accustomed to away from citizens. How do you respond to that argument?
Well, you know, for the purpose of it being personal freedom, then I would say the first level of that is we agree. Again, we're not trying to take away personal choice or personal freedom from individuals who smoke. So individuals who continue to decide to smoke, that is their personal freedom, their personal choice. Although we know the health harm that smoking has on the individual who smoked. But this is about smoke-free air, healthier air for all, for everyone who enters a space. They deserve to have clean air in those spaces. This is not about taking away patios for smoking areas or trying to prevent anyone who may choose to walk on that patio mm-hmm. and smoke. This is about protecting the 3,000 bar and casino workers, as well as the entertainers and other patrons who visit these places.
Andrea Gallo in her story notes that all 5 of the Metro Council's Democrats voted in support of the ordinance last year, and all of them are back. So it would seem you definitely have those votes. Republican Barbara Freiberg replaced Republican John Delgado on the council, and she also favors the ban. So there's a 6th vote. So as far as the 7th one, do you have any targets on the council as far as those who might be fertile for voting the way you would like them to?
Well, I think what we have is education that needs to be done with every council member in hopes that all of them will recognize the importance of this issue, recognize their duty to protect the public health and safety of citizens of East Baton Rouge Parish, and recognize that they have to do the right thing and support this ordinance.
I recall 20 years ago when it was first mentioned that there would be a move to ban smoking in restaurants. That was thought to be something that would never happen, but it did, and restaurants have moved merrily along. It's something that has evolved over time, and I would think among younger people, probably sentiments are a little different than they are among those who are of a certain vintage.
I would agree with that. It was something that years ago people were opposed to. We have the statewide ban on smoking in restaurants. The restaurant industry is thriving. The restaurant industry has not suffered. People have adjusted. People have enjoyed the smoke-free environment. And you're exactly right in terms of young people. There's a generation of people who may not even remember walking into restaurants and being asked, do you want a smoking section or a non-smoking section? And so we know that in other areas across the country, that Baton Rouge is one of the only large metropolitan areas in the country that has not enacted a smoke-free ban in bars and casinos. And so just like other parts of the country are thriving and are enjoying the smoke-free environment, we certainly hope that the city of Baton Rouge would join them in that.
In Lafayette, the city parish council voted in April to ban smoking in bars after an unsuccessful campaign in 2015. So this is an example of how one community changed after a few years of lobbying. David in Shenandoah, you're on with Reagan Carter. Hi, David.
Good morning, Jim, Ms. Reagan. I was just curious if you may be able to get the casino, the owners or whatever, to partner with you in some way to do a smoking cessation awareness program of something along that line to help you with this.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're certainly open to having that conversation. The coalition is open to having conversations with any partners. We do know that there is a quit line that is available right now. It's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And so we invite anyone that's interested in smoking cessation to join. It's a free program, and it's available to you right now. But in terms of partnering with casinos or anyone, as a coalition, we want everyone to know that we're willing and open to work with them on education and have them to join this movement.
Now, Councilman Trey Welch says he expects to vote against the ordinance for a second time. He said he would be more open to creating a ballot proposition that would permit parish voters to determine whether to ban smoking in casinos or bars. What about sending it to a vote of the people?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, it for us, it is the responsibility of the local councils to take on this issue, and it is their responsibility to protect public health and safety. I am certainly open to having a conversation with Councilman Trey Welch about this issue and about his concerns and see where we can meet in the middle.
Well, it's going to be an interesting adventure. What's the timetable, or do you have one?
We currently do not have a solid timetable, but we are certainly hoping to bring up this issue soon.
What does soon mean? Does it mean a month, 2 months, 3 months? How long are we looking?
You know, Jim, that's a tough question. We have to collaborate and work with the council and have them to help us to determine that timeline. And so I would say soon for us, probably within a couple of months, but certainly we're relying on the leadership of the council for that timeline.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Reagan Carter of Smoke Free EBR.